The Supreme Grand Master thumped the book.
I mean, carry out real spells. Put the city back on the right lines. Summon a dragon, he shouted.
They took a step back. Then Brother Doorkeeper said,
And then, if we get this dragon, the rightful king'll turn up just like that.
Yes, said the Supreme Grand Master.
I can see that, said Brother Watchtower, supportively. Stands to reason because of destiny and the gnomic workings of fate.
There was a moment's hesitation, and then a general nodding of cowls. Only Brother Plasterer looked vaguely unhappy.
Well, he said, it won't get out of hand, will it?
I assure you, Brother Plasterer, that you can give it up any time you like, said the Supreme Grand Master, smoothly.
Well, all right, said the reluctant brother, just for a bit, then. Could we get it to stay here long enough to burn down, for example, any oppressive vegetable shops?
Ah, he'd won. There would be dragons again, and a king again. Not like the old kings. A king who would do what he was told.
That, said the Supreme Grand Master, depends on how much help you can be. We shall need, initially, any items of magic you can bring.
It might not be a good idea to let them see that the last half of de Malachite's book was a charred lump. The man was clearly not up to it. He could do a lot better, and absolutely no one would be able to stop him. Thunder rolled. It is said that the gods play games with the lives of men, but what games and why, and the identities of the actual pawns, and what the game is, and what the rules are, who knows? Best not to speculate. Thunder rolled. It rolled a six. Now pull back briefly from the dripping streets of Ankh-Morpork, pan across the morning mists of the disk, and focus in again on a young man heading for the city with all the openness, sincerity, and innocence of purpose of an iceberg drifting into a major shipping lane. The young man is called Carrot. This is not because of his hair, which his father has always clipped short for reasons of hygiene. It is because of his shape. It's the kind of tapering shape a boy gets through clean living, healthy eating, and good mountain air in huge lungfuls. When he flexes his shoulder muscles, other muscles have to move out of the way first. He is also bearing a sword presented to him in mysterious circumstances, very mysterious circumstances. Surprisingly, therefore, there is something very unexpected about his sword. It isn't magical. It hasn't got a name. When you wield it, you don't get a feeling of power, you just get blisters. You could believe that it was a sword that had been used so much that it had ceased to be anything other than a quintessential sword, a long piece of metal with very sharp edges. And it hasn't got destiny written all over it. It's practically unique, in fact. Thunder rolled. The gutters of the city gurgled along softly as the detritus of the night was carried along, in some cases protesting feebly. When it came to the recumbent figure of Captain Vimes, the water diverted and flowed around him in two streams. Vimes opened his eyes. There was a moment of empty peace before memory hit him like a shovel. It had been a bad day for the watch. There had been the funeral of Herbert Gaskin, for one thing. Poor old Gaskin. He had broken one of the fundamental rules of being a guard. It wasn't the sort of rule that someone like Gaskin could break twice. And so he'd been lowered into the sodden ground with the rain drumming on his coffin, and no one present to mourn him but the three surviving members of the Night Watch, the most despised group of men in the entire city. Sergeant Colon had been in tears. Poor old Gaskin. Poor old Vimes, Vimes thought. Poor old Vimes, here in the gutter. But that's where he started. Poor old Vimes with the water swirling in under breastplate. Poor old Vimes watching the rest of gutter's contents ooze by. Probably even poor old Gaskin has got better view now, he thought. Let's see. He'd got off after the funeral and got drunk. No, not drunk. Another word, ending with er. Drunk-er. That was it. Because world all twisted up and wrong, like distorted glass, only came back into focus if you looked at it through the bottom of a bottle. Something else now. What was it? Oh, yes. Night time. Time for duty. Not for Gaskin, though. Have to get new fellow. New fellow coming anyway, wasn't that it? Some stick from the Hicks, written letter. Some tick from the Shicks. Vimes gave up and slumped back. The gutter continued to swirl. Overhead, the lighted letters fizzed and flickered in the rain.